It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Gillian.
The final countdown has started for the launch of yet another phase of the Gautrain. Tell us a bit about that.
The second phase is now coming in, and that means that all 10 stations will be used. And that is the stretch from Pretoria to Johannesburg, which we've been waiting for. Of course, the initial stretch from Sandton to the O.R. Tambo Airport, that attracted 2.9 million commuters in the first year. So that was above expectations. But where the fall down has been is on the buses. Only 260,000 people used the buses, which is less than 10%. If you look at the number of people that just use the airport, it's not really a good reflection on that bus situation, because it's not a normal commuter sort of demand. So they're looking for the Pretoria-Johannesburg section to normalize demand for buses, and they're hoping that demand will lift. In the meantime, you know, all the stations have extension possibilities, and although they're not talking expansion at the moment officially, unofficially they're hoping that there will be an expansion of this Gautrain, perhaps from, say, Johannesburg Park Station into Soweto, they're starting to talk about. But irrespective of that, there will be four additional stations to those 10, but that is on the existing line, and that's at Modderfontein and Midrand, and also the university's experimental park in Pretoria, and one other at the Gautrain depot.
Have they done any projections in terms of the number of people that they expect to use the line?
Yes, in fact, that projection has lifted, which is quite interesting. Now, originally, when they planned in 2005, they said there'd be 104,000 passengers a day. And now in 2010, they're looking at 135,000 passengers per day. So at least it's an uplift.
And South Africa's economic growth rate falling. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, the World Bank has just reported us as a laggard in terms of recovering our growth rate. The rest of sub-Saharan Africa is now growing at about 2% faster than we are in 2010. On a basis of 2010. So they're looking, though, to South Africa recovering to about 3.5% in 2011. That's the GDP growth, the gross domestic product. And that is about a little bit more optimistic than our own Treasury, which I think is looking at about 3.4%, and then going to 4.1% in 2011 and in 2012, 4.4%. But that is definitely behind the rest of sub-Saharan Africa, and if you look at the medium-term projections for excluding South Africa from that sub-Saharan Africa, they're looking at between 5.9% and 6.6%. So even when we recover, it looks like we'll still be like 2% behind the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. And some of the countries in that region are really growing like Topsy, but obviously off a low base. And we look at the Republic of Congo, close to China levels of growth, you know, 9.1%. Even Rwanda in 2010 grew 7%, and Ethiopia around 7% as well. So we definitely need an injection of activity in Southern Africa. We're becoming to be seen as the laggard, and they don't have a lot of expectations for us.
Why do you think that is? Are there any indications as to why the economic growth rate is falling behind?
Well, we could have a change to this quite quickly. We have troubles in North Africa. We do have the oil situation, and obviously it's dependent on that. And if we have an oil price, I think it goes up another $50 per barrel, it will knock about 0.7% off the projections. And Africa also benefited on the food front. They had a bumper crop in 2010 because climatic conditions were good. Whether that's going to be repeated or not is a moot point.
And there's other news coming in that America is funding a new Southern African Rail Initiative. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, the command coming from President Obama himself was that any trade-related infrastructure that the Americans can help with in Africa, they should concentrate on that. And we see now, you know, the bit between the teeth by the U.S. Trade and Development Agency at the AGOA meeting saying, look, let us concentrate on rail networks in order to boost this intra-Africa trade. We want to boost that. It never happens. And they're saying that one of the impediments is this infrastructure. So they're looking at, they've just launched a Southern Africa Regional Rail Initiative, in which they want to have like a reverse trade interface, a trade mission, like a reverse trade mission, where they take the officials from African Railways to the United States and let them interface with some of the big suppliers and stimulate some activity that will result in better rail networks in Southern Africa in order to boost this intra-Africa trade. They've already done quite a lot of integration in West Africa, and they're doing something in East Africa, and they want to now bring it down to Southern Africa as well. And it comes against the background of this program that we've got to try and integrate more of the trade blocks within the region. We know East Africa, Southern Africa, there was a big meeting in Johannesburg recently to try and do things there. And hopefully we will eventually reach this target of more trade between Africans themselves and having the infrastructure to do it and the port capability.
Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you for joining us on AM Live.
Thanks, Gillian.